Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It's official. Gus Bradley named the Eagles head coach. He flew into Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Eagles making the decision very quickly, coming to terms with Bradley. And now we have a press conference scheduled. Make sure you stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for that. And make sure you get a chance to meet Bradley after an impressive 4 years with the Seattle Seahawks that ended in 2012. Seattle's defense leading the NFL in the fewest points allowed, an aggressive scheme, physical cornerbacks, passion play, and a very, very effective scheme overseen by Bradley, who also coached with Tampa Bay. After coming up through the college ranks, the Eagles, after more than 2 weeks of interviewing more than a dozen candidates, come back around full circle to somebody that many believed was at the top of the list from the very beginning. And NFL Network's Brian Baldinger speaking glowingly about Bradley and what he thinks made Bradley such an attractive candidate.
Well, I was around Gus when he first got hired by Jim Mora, and I was doing some Seattle games up there. So I was around him, kind of watched him, you know, at practice. And he's a very high-energy guy, a lot of enthusiasm. He has altered his defense to fit his personnel, because the personnel has gotten better since the day he got there in Seattle. Pete Carroll thought so much of him that he kept him on board when he got the job in Seattle 3 years ago. And he doesn't even run the defense that Pete prefers. But, you know, he could have brought anybody in when he got the job, and he decided to keep Gus. I think that he knows that you win games in the trenches. He's taken a lot of retreads. He's turned them into Pro Bowl players, a la, you know, Richard Sherman and Brandon Browner. I think he was involved in the drafting of a 235-pound safety in Cam Chancellor. You know, he wasn't afraid to start a middle linebacker named Bobby Wagner, who he basically scouted himself and said, this is a guy that, you know, can run our defense. You know, I mean, I just think he has everything from personnel to an eye for the game, to how to build a team, to being around Pete, to understanding how important practice and competition is. I think he's learned a lot from his days in Tampa with John Gruden, to being with Monty Kiffin, to being with Pete Carroll. I think he's learned to being with Darrell Bevell. I mean, I just think he's learned all the way along. I think he's a bright, young, energetic coach that has a good future.
The search for a new head coach began on December 31st when Jeffrey Lurie held a press conference ending the tenure of head coach Andy Reid after 14 seasons in Philadelphia. And on that day, we sat down with Lurie, and he outlined some of the qualifications he would look for in his new head coach.
I think the NFL changes so rapidly that if you want to buy a scheme or buy an approach, it'll be outdated before it's executable. So I think what you're doing is you're buying a smart coach. You're buying somebody that thinks ahead of the curve, figures out the inefficiencies in the game of football so that you can take advantage of defenses, offenses, special teams in terms of where the league is at, analyze it, restudies it, doesn't hone in on one type of offense or defense, changes up when needed. Somebody who has a real open view of what it takes to be successful. And I think that relies on someone who's very comfortable in their own skin. They're not aligned with some particular way. They're not trying to copy somebody else. They're basically so comfortable that they're able to create. And that's what you want in a leader.
Still to be determined are the assistants and the coordinators that Bradley will bring to Philadelphia. We'll learn a whole lot more about him when we can sit down with him and understand why the Eagles hired Gus Bradley to run this team in 2013 and beyond. Stay tuned for more coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Update.